This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Boulder County is still assessing how last month's destructive grass fires affected agricultural operations. Federal and local officials hosted a meeting to help connect farmers and ranchers to emergency funds and resources. Early damage reports show at least 1,000 acres of commercial agricultural land was affected. One rancher lost 10 bulls in the fire. Local groups have set up hay banks for people who lost supplies they were storing to feed their animals through the winter. Colorado's legislative session begins today. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Democrats hold the majority in the House and Senate, but both parties agree making Colorado more affordable is the primary focus, from rent and housing to child care. Here's House Speaker Alec Garnett.
We are in extraordinary times right now, and we need to make sure we're helping Coloradans bridge this gap to getting out of this pandemic and to better times.
Republican House Minority Leader Hugh McKean agrees the state is too expensive, but supports less government intervention.
We have seen Democrats who, for my time in the House, have been in the majority time and again say we're going to solve this problem, and yet what they really do is limit the choice.
Addressing crime and community safety are other top legislative priorities. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The University of Colorado and Western Colorado University in Gunnison will now require booster shots for all students, faculty, and staff. The schools are joining Colorado State University, Regis University, the University of Denver, Colorado College, UC Denver, UC Colorado Springs, and Fort Lewis College in requiring the third vaccine shot. This is CPR and KRCC. Colorado Springs is at 58 degrees right now. The low tonight will be 28. Lots of clear skies.